Lesson 4, Segment 7. This will also be accompanied by a video so you can see how this actually works. And this is a chair exercise. Most of the students that have studied with me for a while have done this. They will tell you how incredible it works. And it's something you can't really wrap your head around until you actually do it. So you're not going to be having a dialogue in this exercise. Rather, you're going to physically connect to the energy of three aspects of you. This is a great exercise to shift a client even over the phone. I did this recently with one of my clients, and I made him sit in different chairs in his boardroom when he was in a really difficult mental space when we started our session. I knew I couldn't get through to him at all if I wasn't able to at least move him out of his state of mind. He's very, very receptive to Envision. He loves it. And so I was able to shift him over something huge. I'm talking like really, really, really difficult for him to get through. He was amazed at the progress we made in 15 minutes and left the session, seriously, a completely different guy. So you're going to need to line up three different chairs. The one in the middle is your chair. And so sitting down, the one on the right is your goblin's chair, and the one on the left is going to be your observer's chair. The chair in the middle represents your personality as it is. So when you first sit in the middle chair, you just state your name and generally how you're feeling. So I'll say, I'm Colette Baron Reed, and I'm feeling pretty good. Then, when you sit in the observer chair next, you get neutral and tune into the expansive self that is well and curious. All is well and curious. So I'll go there, and I'm now the observer. And I notice for me, I get calmer and more relaxed. You feel more expansive. Now go back to the middle chair and notice the difference, which should be subtle at the very least and strong at the most. I know for me, I'm almost kind of jumpy and in my chair and very calm and grounded in the chair of the observer. Okay, now we're going to sit in the chair of the goblin. Now you're going to close your eyes and just allow the narrative and all the emotions associated with the goblin there. And instead of seeing the goblin outside of yourself, just picture this energy sitting right inside you here in this chair. You are the source of this. So you're listening to the goblin chatting away in your own voice. So you're tuning into the emotions and pay attention to your posture and how you change physically. So if I say, goblin, are you there? You will be able to say, yes, I am here. And allow yourself to embody the uncomfortable, sabotaging energy. Now let's go back to the observer chair. Sit down. Identify that you are separate now from the goblin energy or the challenger energy. You should feel very, very different. And go into your personality chair. Which chair would you prefer to sit in? The one on the left, the observer, or the one on the right, the goblin? Now we're going to do something interesting. We're going to move the goblin chair far away from the other two. All you have left is you, your chair in the center, which is now on the right, and the chair on the left, which is the observer. Well, how do you feel now? Really identify that that other chair that holds that other energy is further away from you. Whenever you feel off, use the chair exercise to identify a different energy to choose and to diffuse the compelling quality of the familiar discomfort. It really works. Next lesson, we are going to connect with some awesome allies to move you and your client forward. So this lesson, it's all about moving away from negativity, moving out of the challenging narrative, identifying the voice of the challenger archetype and finding out which one you tend to listen to. And now we're going to move into something very, very positive. Bye for now.